Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Do you realize that God has never asked us to simply have faith in faith, to believe something that is not verified? For example, when the Lord revealed himself to the children of Israel, he began by sending Moses and Aaron with a message of deliverance. And then he verified this message with supernatural miracles, which was followed by the greatest miracle of all, the parting of the Red Sea. Well, after Israel came to Mount Sinai, the children of Israel heard God's voice thundering from the trembling mountain covered with fire and smoke. God's people heard the Ten Commandments from God himself, even prior to seeing them engraved on tablets of stone. Let me say it again. God does not ask us to believe something without supernatural verification. When God became flesh and took up residence among us, he did not ask people simply to believe in his spoken words. This is why we read these remarkable words at the end of the Gospel of John.
Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and by believing, you may have life in his name.
Yes, Jesus worked miracles, and they're recorded in the Scriptures. And also, let's remember that there's more verifiable evidence for the accuracy of the Bible than for many other historical documents that we accept without question. So let's remind ourselves of this incredible Bible principle. When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal and resurrected Savior, we should understand that we're making a faith-based decision that is rooted in verifiable historical evidence.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.